joining us. Thank you, staff, and thank you, fellow members. We can jump right into our agenda. What our first action item will be reviewing the special call CAC meeting minutes. So you can pull that up on your own from the agenda, and please,
Carter,
yeah.
sorry to interrupt. We need to do the approval of the agenda first.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve. This is Eric.
Thank you, Eric. Do we have a second?
I second the motion. Tony Abbott.
Okay, Tony's here.
Thank you, Tony. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Very well, it's approved. Thank you. Now we can get into that first agenda item. The special call CAC meeting minutes. If we have a motion to approve.
So motion, this is Eric.
Thank you, Eric. Do we have a second?
I haven't reviewed the minutes, so I really can't second it.
Okay. We can take some time to review it now. And I'll give everyone a few minutes to look over them.
This is a, was this a actual meeting? Did I attend it? I mean, I come to meetings, but I don't know if I was here. Okay, well.
So, I mean, there was, like, it was a full meeting with everybody that.
Okay, well then, you know, having said that, I don't know what transpired at the meeting, so the minutes really to me are meaningless. They're interesting, but they're, I don't think I was there. I mean, it doesn't look like it. I do know that I came to an April meeting. Gotcha. And the regular. I was here for the regular.
Yeah, we had two April meetings for the CAC. One is special called, another one's the regular.
Well, it's just got me in the minute, so I was here. Says I do. I'm here.
It was a pretty quick meeting, I think.
Yeah, that was only one item.
Only thing I will point out with the minutes is my name is spelled wrong. It's A-R-M-A-N-D. Just a small.
We'll correct that. Sorry.
No problem. With that, do we have a second to approve these minutes?
Yes, I second the motion.
Awesome. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Very well, approved. And we can move to item number two, and maybe we can pull up those minutes as well.
go back down, will you? Just a little bit. Okay. A little bit more. Okay. Okay, thank you.
With that, is there a motion to approve the April 22nd CAC Core MPO meeting minutes?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Eric. Do we have a second?
Yes, I will second the motion, Tony Abbott.
Thank you, Tony. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passed. Item number three, the June amendments to fiscal year 2021-2024 TIP. Can we pull that up, please? Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. I will be reporting on this.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So the TIP is our transportation improvement program, and we regularly make modifications to the TIP to make sure that we are including any changes to the schedules or revenue or any development that's happening. And we have received some proposed changes from Chatham Area Transit and also GDOT. And so this staff report is going to cover those proposed changes. And there are four of them. And three of those all relate to Project Durain. There was the pandemic has caused delays in development. And then the fourth one is an update to proposed transit funding projects. So for Project Arane, GDOT provided us with a confirmation letter to move the funds for the right-of-way phases, and the City of Savannah requested some schedule changes for the project. And those changes include I-516 at Duran Avenue to move the right-of-way funds from fiscal year 2021 to fiscal year 2022. Then the other one is East Duran from SR 204 to Harry S. Truman Parkway, and that was to remove the right-of-way phase from the fiscal year 2021 through 2024 TIP. Also, SR 21 from CS 346 Mildred Street to SR 204, that one as well was to remove the right-of-way phase from the fiscal year 2021 through 2024 TIP. So for the proposed transit project updates, CAP has proposed moving several of the projects from 2021 to 2022. Due to some unexpected delays that they were having with their facility modification projects. And those projects include the FTA Section 5307 Urbanized Area Formula Funds, and those are used for operating assistance and CATS capital projects. Also, Section 5339 Bus and Bus Facility Program Funds. And there is the FHWA Flex Funds for CATS Facility Rehab. And the last one is the 5307H FTA ferry boat discretionary funds for ferry maintenance facility and rehabilitation. So this one's pretty brief. And since June is the end of our fiscal year 2021, in Appendix C, we included a development status check. So you can see all the updates on the projects through 2021 through 2024. And so for today, the staff is asking the committee to endorse the proposed updates to the TIP.
Thank you. Do we have any questions on this? Again, there's no change in the actual amount of those funds. It's just moving it to the next year, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do we have a motion to endorse item number 3, the TIP amendments?
Motion to endorse.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I second the motion, Tony Abbott.
Thank you, Tony. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Motion approved. Item number 4, UPWP budget adjustments, and that's just a status report. Can we get that?
I need to show my screen, please. Share my screen. Okay, great. Okay, the Unified Planning Work Program, as you know, is the staff budget. So at the beginning of the fiscal year, we actually, when we adopt the UPWP, we actually allocate certain funds to certain tasks based on the estimated staff work that will be undertaken. But before the end of the fiscal year, we normally make some kind of adjustments based on the actual work that has been performed. So we actually did some budget adjustments in June because of some changes. For example, we had special call meetings in April, so that increased the budget for the operations administration. And also, we didn't spend as much like funds that as we supposed to for example contracts and grants. So I was able to like process the reimbursement request pretty fast. So we can save some money on that. So basically, this is the budget adjustment, basically just to, by the end of the fiscal year, you allocate the funds from the task where you have the sufficient funds to the tasks where you have underfunded tasks. So we need to, after this budget adjustment, after we get the concurrence from GDOT, we need to have this process, the administrative modification for all of the amount in the Unified Planning Work Program and also the financial table. This is just a, and this is the update to the financial table. So this is just for GDOT to close out the contract. So they will check, okay, this is your current budget, and this is a check to match what they have in their program. So we're just presenting this as information item. So really no action is needed, just to let you know, just trying to be transparent so that we're moving money between the categories. That's it. Any questions?
Thank you. If no questions, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We can move on to agenda item number, where we at?
Four.
Five?
Four, I think. Agency reports? I don't know.
Okay, the agency reports, actually, for CAC, we're not going to have the agency staff to present the reports, but all of the agency reports are included in under notices. So you will see the GDOT project status report, Chatham County project status report, City of Savannah, CAT, and the LETS. So if you have any questions, just on any specific project, please let us know. If we can answer them, we will provide the response. If we cannot, we will forward them to the project sponsors to answer the questions. So all of the attachments, you can just click on any of the attachments to see the project status. So that's the GDOT and Chatham County. You can see they actually have the comments. You see what the status are. So if you have any questions, just let us know.
Okay. I imagine the intent is for us to review each one of those prior or after the meeting and then come back to you with questions, or do you all want to go through these reports here?
This is just an information item for you. So if you're interested, what specific project are you interested in? You can just check the report to find information. But if you don't find the information, you need further information, and then we will try to dig into it and find the more information for you. Basically, this is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, if you don't have any questions on any of the projects, you don't have to like contact us. Do you have any specific project in mind that you want to know the status of?
I don't. Does any other member of the committee have any?
Well, I do not. This is Eric.
This is Tony Abbott. I was wondering about the Quaco Bridge replacement study. I understand there's not going to be an interchange anymore. So what are they doing with the bridge on Quaco over 95?
Currently, it's not in the plan.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. So all these status report are the projects that are already being programmed or already in development. So at least they're going through the concept development or preliminary engineering. But many of those are actually like going through maybe right of way plan development or going through construction. As you can see, like I-16 is already under construction, I-695. That's so all of these. If Quaco Road over I-95, that bridge is going to be a project, it will be going through the long range transportation plan and then TIP, and then you're going to have a status report. But since it's still a study and nothing's happening to it, it's not going to be included in this status report. So these are like near term, the project is already in implementation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Well then, item number 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 are all reports and updates. I believe item number 10 is MPC seeking comments on Plan 2040. Do we have any presentation or anyone who wants to speak on that from staff?
Maybe Aisha, do you want to just jump in? I don't know what. Aisha, are you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. So we are still in the process of collecting comments on the transportation chapter, or really any chapter of the comprehensive plan, otherwise known as Plan 2040. So it is attached to this agenda, so you can click it and read through it, and then email us or call us to give us your comments.
Is there a deadline when you all will stop looking for comments from?
So I don't know the specific deadline, but I do know it has to be presented to the City Council on June 29th. So probably a couple more weeks before we have to present it to City Council.
Do we have any questions for Aisha? All right. Thank you, Aisha.
Mm-hmm.
And item number 11 is another status report. So if we have no questions on that, then we can move forward to item number 12. Our next CAC meeting will be August 19th at 5:30 p.m. And it will also be virtual. I know I was asked on the phone if I wanted to attend in person. Are we making an attempt to transition these meetings to in person, or will we continue to strictly be virtual?
We're doing both. Mr. Abbott's in here now and has been each time. We do have limited seating due to COVID still, but you just have to let us know so that we make sure we have adequate seating and spacing in here. That's all.
Okay.
So you have the option to continue online or to come in hybrid.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. With that, we can conclude the meeting. Do we have a motion to close the meeting?
So moved, Tony Abbott.
And do we have a second?
I second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed. Thank you all so much. Thank you, staff, for your presentations, and I look forward to our next meeting.